Welcome to another episode of the I Am Undeniable podcast. I'm your host, Alex Sundar, and I'm here to drop some major fucking bombs and perspective on how to become unbreakable in your mind, body, and soul. In today's episode, what I'm actually going to be talking about is I'm actually going to be giving you guys a look into my story and why I honestly started working out. And one of the reasons why I actually want to talk about this is because I think it's extremely important that you guys get to know the man behind the camera. Like, why I do what I do, why I got into fitness, all of that fun jazz. So if you guys are getting value from this, let me know in the comment section below. And we're going to really, really deep dive into this and just give you an honest look into a bit of my story and kind of like where I started from. So I've always been into fitness. Like, I've always been super, super active. Like, I was soccer player. I was really, really big into martial arts. I took my first karate class at 3 years old, and I was big into swimming as well. So I was an extremely active kid, always running around on my feet. I would do training at home. So growing up, you know, we couldn't afford weights, or even when I was a little bit younger, in order to get my workouts in, my mom actually bought me a set of dumbbells, anywhere from, I think it was 5 pounds to maybe 15 pounds back then. And I will work out in the basement with that. And I would be like running up my steps. I would have a rice bag on my back doing push-ups. But like, where did this kind of like all started for me? You know, me being into fitness pretty much my whole life. Well, what really got it going for me is, like, besides sports being super active for my whole life, it was probably started out with because of my father. So my dad is actually from a third world country. He's from Fiji. I'm actually half Fijian. The other half is Filipino. And he's really set out on me being a super active kid, including my younger brother. So we would always be like playing outside, running, all that stuff. But there was this movie that really, really got me into training. And I was already training before this kind of happened as well. And you guys might recognize the movie with Sylvester Stallone. The reason why I was so into it is because, like, during the Rocky movies, it was always about the workout scenes that always got me going. I don't know what it was about him, but I always found him super, super motivating to get a workout in, right? And I had quite a bit of a temper, I'll admit, when I was a kid as well. So anytime I would get in trouble or I'll get sent to my room, I'll be just banging out push-ups in the room. But it was Rocky IV that really did it for me. And there was this one scene in Rocky that I just got like so inspired by. I was like a little kid. It was the part, for those who've watched the movie, where he is running up a snowy mountain in Russia and then yelling, "Drago! Drago!" At the very top. I just thought it was just so badass that I was like, man, I want to be Rocky right now. So literally after that movie, I was watching in the middle of winter. There was literally a blizzard outside. I put on my coat, told my mom I wanted to go to the park. But there's this little pathway by my parents' house called the Shaughnessy Barn. And has it was like a little pathway, a little bit of a forest, tons of hills. And I actually started sprinting up the hills during the middle of winter because I wanted to be like Rocky. Right, that's kind of like where it really, really, really started in terms of fitness, in terms of working out. So it was kind of like really motivating to me because it got out a lot of emotions. It made me feel just strong and powerful. I was always like a smaller kid growing up. I was super, super skinny, super small. And I just thought it was fun, right? And I think that's like such an important part that a lot of people miss out when it comes down to fitness and working out. You know, we take it so seriously sometimes that, but working out, being fit should be fun, right? It should be fun. Exercising needs to be fun. And that's kind of like where I started out. I started making it super fun. I was always really, really into it. And like, I had a lot of big goals and visions as a kid, right? So I really took a look at like my inner circle, and I was surrounded by a lot of like smart kids, you know, like kids that would be considered geniuses in class, in my opinion. A lot of them were actually my friends growing up. And to me, I was always the smallest one in class. I was always sometimes the slowest learner in class. I was the weakest one in my friend group. And one of my goals was just to be stronger than everyone else. Bigger, faster, and stronger. And the reason for that is because I had a lot of ambition in my life. I really took it as like as a sign that I needed to be fit. I needed to be strong. It was never about putting muscle or getting to the size that I am now. It was just all about that, like doing whatever it took mindset, right? And then when I was 16, I got introduced to the gym. From my late friend, Andrew, actually introduced me to the gym and working out. Like one of our goals was because we were really into working out and fitness was to be like Bruce Lee because we were in martial arts. Bruce Lee was such a big inspiration to me when I was younger to get like super lean, super ripped, but also super strong. And I remember that time I actually entered into the gym for the first time. I've never seen a gym in my life before. It was actually at my high school gym. I looked at this kind of like Smith machine apparatus. Me and a couple friends were fooling around there. They had a weight on there. I think it was like 25 pounds a side. They were all squatting it. And they're like, okay, Alex, it's your turn. So I go underneath. I've never squatted before in my life. I took it off its hinges and I fell to the floor. And there was a huge crash in the gym. It was loud. It was loud. It was like, bam. It was super, super loud. And I was honestly just too weak to carry that weight. And a couple teachers came in, checked on to us. They kind of gave us shit for like fooling around in the gym where we had no idea what we were doing. But I think what's the most important part of that, where a lot of people might have felt embarrassed or discouraged about that, I came back the next day. I did feel embarrassed. I was like, man, like that's pretty embarrassing to do that, especially in front of my friends. But to me, it's like, you know what? I'm going to show up again and I have to prove myself, not so much to my friends, but to myself. I also remember that, you know, during gym class, we started to learn about lifting weights and we did this bench press testing. And I couldn't even bench press the 45-pound bar because I was just so weak. I was the weakest one in there. I was kind of surprised because I could bang out push-ups like no tomorrow, but I wasn't strong. I wasn't strong at all. So I started working out during the lunch hour with my friend, after school as well, during on the weekends, like just trying to get stronger, just trying to figure it out. Made every mistake you could in the books, but I kept showing up regardless if I enjoyed it or not. And to be frank, I really hated working out at the start. I didn't want to go to the gym. I wanted to do other things. I wanted to hang out with my friends in high school. I didn't want to be in the gym at lunch hour working out or after school. But throughout the process, I actually started to enjoy it quite a lot. And one of the reasons why I like to enjoy it a lot is because I really was struggling with my mental health at the time. And I felt like working out was one of the only areas in my life that kind of had like that escape path. I could escape like the shit that was going on in my personal life by working out in the gym. You know, it's a very common thing in the fitness field, you know, where we're fighting our demons in the gym. And I think that's a lot of true for a lot of guys, especially like we're in the gym trying to better ourselves, fighting our own personal shit that's going on. And throughout that process, I was watching this guy named Greg Plitt. He was a big fitness icon back then. He's no longer around now. And he always really, really preached that if you wake up early, you show up to the gym, you push yourself like no tomorrow, you grind it out super, super hard, the rest of the day is easy. And it was honestly on a leg day that he was talking about. He was talking about legs. And that honestly inspired me. It gave me like a really, really good perspective on like, you know what? Like if I can push myself in the gym, if I can like crush myself, then the rest of the day, I'm going to conquer it. I'm going to take over. I'm going to chase the greatness that I want to see. And honestly, that's probably one of the reasons why I got such massive quads. Like I got huge quads for a reason. And it's probably thanks to you, Greg Plitt, for like really like, you know, motivating me during a leg day. And I really kind of stood by that, right? I kind of really stood by about that grind, show up, even when you don't like it mentality, because to me, it was all about putting work into my mental health. That was the biggest one. It was never about gaining muscle. It was never about losing body fat. I was a skinny, lean kid. It was about being strong. And it was about like me chasing people in my life that I felt were just better than me at stuff. Like, I didn't want to be the weakest guy in my friend group. I didn't want to be like that small kid, that small, shy kid who couldn't talk to people. I didn't want to be the one that's constantly suffering every single day. And because I put in the work and I kept showing up, like, that's where like fitness came for me. It wasn't because I wanted to lose body fat. It wasn't because I wanted to be strong in the gym. It wasn't because I wanted to build muscle. To me, it was just kind of like proving to myself, to my peers and my circle that, you know what? I can make something out of myself out of nothing. And throughout that process, it kind of gave me a sense of purpose for myself. It really taught me what personal development was. It started to like ensure that I can build my own confidence. I can start to build my own mindset. I can start like proving to myself what discipline and consistency was. Because growing up, like, I didn't have anyone to really like mentor me or teach me anything. But my mentor at the time was indirectly the gym, right? Because it like taught me a certain aspect of discipline that I just didn't have before. And like, I really am a believer in this. It's like working out will kind of like show the character you are at the end of the day. Like, are you willing to push yourself? Are you willing to like challenge your limits? Like, your own personal limits. I'm not talking about comparing yourself to the person next to you. I'm not talking about comparing to yourself to someone in the gym. I'm not talking about the comparing yourself to the people that you compare to yourself into your life. It ain't about that. It's only you versus you. And that's the part that I loved about it. It was the fact that I could push myself, the fact that I could challenge myself every single day. And the only person that is judging me is me in the mirror. And that's what I kind of fought for. I fought for that. I fought to be that better version of me every single damn day. And heck, yeah, I made a ton of mistakes. I made every fitness mistake in the books at the start. But you know what? That's where we live and learn. That's where it stacks on top of you. And I can tell you this. Everyone that I went to the gym with at the beginning, I've outlasted them. I take pride in that. I take damn fucking pride in that, that I outlast a lot of people. I take pride in the fact that, you know, that I can keep consistent, that I can keep discipline, that I can keep my fitness up. And that says a lot about you, yourself. So my message to you out today, if you're listening to this right now, is like, you got to figure out your why. Why are you working out? My why was for me. My why was to challenge myself. My why was to battle myself every single damn day in the mirror to make sure that I can overcome my lack of discipline. So what is it for you? Take care, guys. I hope you guys got a lot of value to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the fact that you got a little bit of a look into my life. I cannot wait to like break things down for you more and share more of my story. So peace, love, and protein. Hope you guys have the best day ever. And we will talk to all of you very soon. And if you got value from this, let me know. I'd love to hear about it.